Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Folks better wake up and start asking some questions. Because it sounds really good. How will we pay for that infrastructure plan? By the way, Lindsey right. Graham totally supports this part. How are we going to pay for that? Oh, we'll go after tax cheats. Cool. I'm not a tax cheat. We got to get those tax cheats.
How many times have we heard that?
Yeah, well, you ought to hear the details about how they're going to go after tax cheats, because it's the most terrifying thing I've heard in a number of years. Well, no, I haven't done it in this hour, I'll tell you. You might want to call Lindsey Graham's office just to let him know you know what Lindsey's planning. Well, we'll have to crack down on these tax cheats. How are we going to do that? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's an article called Biden's IRS plan would double IRS agency staffing and target cryptocurrency. Double? Uh-huh. More than double. 85,000 new agents. Well, how many does the IRS have right now? Between 72 and 74, depending on the month and the turnover. Wait. We're going to add like 85,000 new agents to an IRS that only has 72 to 74 right now? Mm-hmm. But that's not the most terrifying. That's an army. By any measure, that many countries don't have armies that big. What? Okay. Well, but they're going to go out there and get those evil rich guys, right? No, they're coming for you. They will get NSA-style spy powers, the IRS, that will allow them. Will require. Let me read it from the Wall Street Journal. That will require banks, payment services, cryptocurrency exchanges, basically anybody who handles money, to turn every transaction you ever make over to the federal government. They'll get it live in real time. No privacy ever again. Funny, Lindsey Graham didn't mention that in his numerous appearances on Fox News. Wait, no privacy ever again? None ever. They will be in your bank account automatically. It works just like the NSA. So, you know how, Lee, the NSA, we know thanks to American hero Edward Snowden, who, like true whistleblowers, is not lauded in the New York Times or Washington Post. He was originally, because he took out Bush, but then when he made Obama look bad, they dropped him like a hot potato. But the NSA collects your metadata, your text, your emails, records of who you make phone calls to, all of that, right? Well, the IRS will get a similar thing, except they're going to get every single transaction you ever make, including PayPal, Amazon, Venmo, whatever site you buy stuff on, transfer payments, all of it. Nowhere to hide unless you use actual cash ever again. That is why they need 85,000 new IRS agents. They're going to troll every single expenditure ever. No privacy ever again for the federal government. There is a very large government who does have exactly this program. It's called China. They implemented it first, and then they overlaid the social credit system on top of it. So they could tell, okay, you bought this book. This book is not banned, but you'd have gotten a higher score if you had bought this book approved by the Communist Party. And so if you don't buy a lot of these books approved by the Communist Party and watch a lot of these movies that are favored by the Communist Party, well, then your score can go up. But if you're watching stuff that is less desirable, then your score can go down. Every single purchase judged. people terrorized. Go ahead, buy a gun. Might as well have a gun registry at this point, Lee. They're going to know. They're going to know all of it. No more secrets from your government. And this is what Lindsey Graham's on TV pimping. Yeah, we'll go after those tax cheats. By the way, it's not even going to work. According to the Wall Street Journal, even going this hard after every single transfer. So one of the things Reason Magazine described, one of the ways they'll go is like, you know, you transfer some money to your college student because he's on the down and outs again, as college kids tend to be.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Bank of Dad over here understands, right?
Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go ahead and scrutinize that. Were you just transferring money to your son, or are you violating laws that you have to pay taxes before you pass, your inheritance on? Everything scrutinized forever, rest of your life. I want to live that way. I don't.
Well, and also we're talking about a government here that has had to admit that some $400 billion in fraudulent benefits during the COVID-19 pandemic have been paid out.
That was half the
$400 billion dollars.
Stolen. They stole it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then remember, we found out in the New York Post, I am pretty convinced that money was not actually quote unquote stolen in the traditional sense, because it was mainly taken by Russia, China, and it was an African nation. I can't remember which one. But as the New York Post reported, there was no way that money was taken by China and Russia without the state knowing it and being a participant in it or allowing it. So basically what happened is our leadership through fraud, our Washington so-called leadership through fraud, allowed China and Russia to take half the unemployment benefits we printed and borrowed for the American people during COVID. They stole it. Half. 50%. Half. And you know what's so weird? The reason I think this is a payoff by politicians who are on the payroll of definitely China, maybe even Russia, like Hunter and Joe are, is because nobody said anything. This was a massive scandal. It lasted one day, and there's absolutely no commentary on television about it. Nobody upset. Oh, half the unemployment money's gone. Guess our kids will have to pay $400 billion back. Nah, too bad.
That's okay. Maybe Hunter can make a few more paintings and help us out here.
Oh, once we get into Hunter and what is going on with him right now, There's new evidence off the not Russian disinformation laptop today. I'm going to get into this today. Something is up with Joe and Hunter and folks in D.C. controlling them. It is really weird. We have the second. It appears that Joe paid for a prostitute for Hunter, and that tripped a lot of bells in D.C. I don't think Joe meant to pay for the prostitute, as best as I could tell from the New York Post reporting. But as soon as Hunter paid for a three-day drug and prostitution party, Secret Service agents started showing up at the hotel, and they order him around. Problem with that is that, and we'll get into that later in the show, because it's absolutely fascinating. Problem with that is Joe was not entitled to Secret Service protection in 2018. Neither was Hunter. And officially, the Secret Service was not protecting Hunter. Yet all of Hunter's transactions to the prostitute tripped something in D.C., according to the text from the Secret Service agents that showed up. And they showed up right away at the hotel where Hunter was having a prostitution and cocaine party to handle it. Now, this is weirdly, because this is the second time this has happened. When Hunter was caught illegally purchasing a gun, mm-hmm. Two Secret Service agents, this is the second one of these in 2018, two Secret Service agents showed up at the gun dealer, threatened him, told him to hand over the proof, you know, Hunter's background check, because Hunter's not allowed to buy a gun. He's a drug addict. And he lied on his federal form. It's a felony. They tried to pressure the gun store owner into turning it over so there would be no evidence of Hunter doing this. The gun store owner wisely refused. He made copies. They later sent the ATF, but the gun store owner kept the copies. That's how we know this. So this looks like a pattern of the Secret Service, at your expense, following Hunter around and covering up his crimes.
At a time when he is not supposed to be under Secret Service protection.
Now, what's weird is the attitude with the Secret Service that Hunter takes. And I'm going to get into this because there's something going on here. It's as if he answers to them. Like, he talks to them the way you would a law enforcement officer who's got handcuffs on you. They just show up from Washington within hours of him paying for the prostitutes. They just show up. And they start ordering him around and saying, listen, we're going to break into your hotel room if you don't come downstairs. We have to, you know, DC has gotten notice of all these payments. We're going to need to go ahead and fix it. Once again, New York Post, using there's texts from all of this, including the actual name of the Secret Service agent, right? One of them is very high ranking. He was at the top of the Secret Service. The Secret Service denies the whole thing. But this is the second time we've seen this. And there's texts right there on the laptop. So it looks like almost as if the Biden family answers to agencies in Washington of federal employees, that these people had some kind of sway over Hunter. And it wasn't until they threatened to basically knock the door down and come in and get him because they wanted to discuss how to handle the prostitution payments, which would be illegal. They got to clean that up for Joe. He basically threatened to take the door down. We're going to come in there. And he had to let him in. He had to deal with him. Who has that kind of sway over the Bidens? And why do they have that kind of sway over the Bidens? And why would payments by Hunter for drugs and a prostitute trip something in D.C. and cause agents to start showing up when he's not even supposed to be under protection because by law he's not entitled to it? By the way, Secret Service denies the whole thing again. So this is the second time we've seen this. First time is the gun store owner who saved the proof that Hunter did buy the gun. The second time is the text. What the heck is going on here? I mean, maybe Joe's not jokingly when he says, oh, I'll get in trouble. I can't say that. I can't call on who I want. I'll get in trouble. Maybe he will. With who? And why? What is going on here? You know what, Lee? It's almost as if the media knows what's on that laptop and how much trouble it could cause, so they just try to deny that it was real.
Interesting that there just seems to be no journalistic interest in this.
No, except the New York Post. You can read that today. Yeah. And if they read it, you can take it to the bank. They've gotten every one of these right. And the righter they get, the more they get censored. Every one of these from Russia collusion on. So one of the few credible journalism sources actually left.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is your house packed full of stuff? Two-thirds of us have so much stuff now, it feels like our home isn't big enough to fit it all. Yeah, it's hard to stay on top of stuff. I don't even know where it all comes from. It just comes from everywhere. Probably part of the fallout from being such a rich country as we are and so fortunate. Anyway, dealing with all this stuff meant 7 in 10 people have had to reorganize at least 2 rooms during the pandemic just to fit it all in. The top rooms we worked on were bedroom, living room, bathroom, kitchen, and home office. Yeah, so it looks like a lot of us are, we are right up to that line of having too much stuff versus full-on hoarding. I'm a cheapskate, so I have a hard time throwing anything out. I need my husband to make me do that. He'll just pitch it and buy another one because he doesn't like stuff around. I'm like, well, I don't want to spend the money. I might need that. Like, you haven't used it in 3 years. Oh, wow. Okay. Texter writes, cash is not safe either. Don't banks have to report cash transactions of $10,000 or more? Yet, talking about, I mean, this is truly terrifying stuff, and the media is not explaining this. And you realize the price of this infrastructure bill, which would be, hopefully, you know, some more roads and bridges that need to be updated, is what remains of your privacy. That's the price. Lindsey Graham's leading the charge. You don't like it, call him. Send him an email. And here's how they put it. Oh, we don't need a tax increase to pay for this. We'll just tighten up collections. We'll go after tax, you know, tax cheats. Okay, what's that entail? Given the IRS the kind of spy powers the NSA has, so you can never hide another transaction from them again. Wait, they'll automatically be in my bank account? Mm-hmm. Every transaction recorded all the time, right in a database. In my Venmo account? Yep. PayPal? Mm-hmm. Facebook cash transfer app? Yep. Know where I can hide? Never again. Okay, let's think about how this has worked. And I did this on the podcast yesterday, on the Battleground podcast, because I think this is all connected. I don't think this is just a one-off isolated incident. You get that by texting the word keyword battleground to 71307. This is the exact thing the Chinese did in the years before they launched their social credit system, so that it would be known to the government every single thing you purchased. You could hide nothing from the government ever again. Not what you read, not the guns you bought, not anything, nothing. Movies you bought, Amazon, Netflix, all of it captured on you. But let's look at what just came out about the FBI's, that they had broken. This was from the FISA court. They had broken the law. Are you ready for this? Over 16,000 times last year. Because they're FBI. They break the law. That's what they do. They're a rogue agency. I hate to have to tell you that, but they do. So here's the headline here. NSA reveals in FOIA response that FBI involved in improper surveillance of 16,000 Americans. Now, this has been going on since the time of Edward Snowden, because the FBI got these powers via the NSA. So there's these NSA computers inside the FBI. And so they want to go search, whether it's politicians, they want to ruin people, they're dating, family members, and they just go search. They go read all their emails, all that stuff, without a warrant. That's totally illegal. But they don't care. They're the FBI. So every year, the FISA court admonishes the FBI for breaking the law. Every one of these is a felony, by the way. And they usually do it somewhere between 12 and 16,000 times. Nobody cares. So, by the way, they actually had a name for it. It was called Love Int, as in love intel. So if you were dating somebody new, you wanted to know, like, what kind of person were they? They dating somebody else? So you just want to do background. You go in there, pull all their emails, all their text, everything. And that's in this report. And it comes out every year from the FISA court. This time, it looks like the NSA is almost getting annoyed at this, because the FBI refused to turn over the evidence of its crimes in this FOIA request. So the NSA nailed them. Said, nope, they're breaking the law 16,000 times. They pulled and searched on you. They could do that. They got a computer terminal. So this is what they're giving to the IRS. The IRS will now have the NSA-style computer terminal, but instead of being able to read, you know, I don't know, what you Googled at midnight, or any of that, your text to your last boyfriend, you know, a sext that you've sent, whatever the FBI wants to read, the IRS will now be able to go look at what you read, what you watch, what you buy, how much ammo you bought in the last year, how many guns you buy, how many times you go to the gun store, what'd you spend there? It looks like quite an arsenal you're building there. I might want to let the FBI know about that. By the way, all of this is illegal. Even if Congress gives them permission to do it, as this infrastructure bill would, gives the IRS NSA style spy powers to spy on your bank account and other accounts. Sorry, no. I mean, the Congress could give that away all day long, but still illegal. You need a warrant for that. You need proof of a crime and a court procedure. But I guess we're just pretending you don't anymore, living in the post-constitutional America that we live in. So I just want you to know what Lindsey Graham has been up to up there. Well, he's, you know, just fighting for roads and bridges for you. Oh, and a surveillance state where you can never hide a transaction from the government ever again. Thanks, Lindsey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, there's a clip you got to hear. I did this yesterday in the 8 o'clock. It's so important. I'm going to do it again this show, in the beginning of the show, to make sure you hear it. You can catch it on the Battleground podcast, too. It's from the FBI, from a former assistant director of the FBI, actually. Okay, I don't know if y'all know how this works. When they retire from the agency, some of them will make their living as commentators in the conspiracy media, like ABC, CBS, NBC. And okay, if you're out there as a commentator, you don't work for the FBI anymore, right? You don't just go out to say whatever you want. It doesn't work that way. You get to be a commentator at their pleasure. They can yank that any time. If they're upset at something you've said, or they feel like it went too far or embarrassed the agency in some way, you have to get permission from them to be able to make your living that way. Publish the books, you know, comment on TV, that sort of thing. Understand, this guy I'm about to play for you has done at least 2 more interviews that I've been able to find since he did this one. So what that tells me is the FBI is A-OK okie-dokie but with what he said. And it'll stand your hair on it. And I want to play for you so that you understand I'm not making this stuff up. This agency is very dangerous. And they are in absolute lockstep with where they plan to go. And where they plan to go, according to a former assistant director for counterintelligence, is not just arresting Trump supporters. For what he didn't say, I mean, he didn't even mention crimes. I don't know that crime is relevant here. He wants to arrest members of Congress so that none of them amass a following. Nowhere in this clip will crimes be mentioned of any kind. We're talking about crime. We're talking about thought crime. This is what is running the FBI. It's not a couple of bad apples. It's not just Comey and Mueller and, well, okay, McCabe. This is much deeper. This is how they think. This is terrifying. Here's Frank Figluzzi, former assistant FBI director on MSNBC. By the way, note how at the end, the rest of the panel, including Chuck Todd, are like, oh, okay, yeah, let's just arrest members of Congress for thought crime. That sounds, yeah, it makes total sense to me. Oh, can we turn the audio on real quick? There we go. Okay, we're going to have one of these days where the audio doesn't work. It's a shame. You would have loved that clip. Let's see what we could do to get the audio to work today. See, the problem is we have engineers, but they don't come in till 9, so I'm left trying to fix my own stuff for most of the show. What can we do? Let's see. Let's try reload it again. I'm not giving up here. I'm not the kind of person who gives up. I'm going to play this piece of audio if it takes till 9 o'clock when the engineers come in. Okay, well, it was on a Battleground podcast yesterday when our equipment did work at that time. And we'll be back with you at 9 o'clock when the equipment works again. Let's move on. Did you see Twitter? What has happened with it? This is, there is something really weird with these tech guys. Twitter, there was a vaccine advocate by the name of Tammy Burgess.
Bridges. She's been vaccinated. Her own child's been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. She's been big on the Twitter for the vaccine, right? Until her nephew died. Her 13-year-old nephew. 2 days after taking the vaccine. Okay. So she's shocked by this death. And her teenage nephew, she says, died shortly after taking it. I saw this original tweet. It went viral. Here's what she wrote. Our family is devastated. I struggled with putting this out on Twitter. I am pro-vaccine. We vaccinated my own 14-year-old son as soon as it was available. I know it is, she says, mostly safe, but Jacob is dead now. Then she tweets again, I do believe the vaccine is saving millions of lives, but should any innocent child be a sacrificial lamb in this endeavor? It's a question I've been asking. There are moral, ethical, and health questions that need to be answered, she said. If Jacob had not received the second shot, we believe he would be alive today. What do you think Twitter did with these tweets? Okay, wait. It's firing. What's going on? Did that go on the air? It didn't go on the air? Okay, we got audio firing off in a weird way. Okay. So strange. Okay. Where was I? So hard to do this show some days. Okay. I do believe the vaccine saving millions. Okay, so we were there. Saying parents should be warned of the risk. Burgess called on the Center for Disease Control to investigate. That'll never happen. I mean, not in any way beyond the controlled PR sort of way. Okay, so she puts this up on Twitter. Again, this is a woman with a very extensive history on her account of advocating for the vaccine, right? Do you know what Twitter did? Locked the account. It locked the account of a news organization called The National File. They did a story about Tammy Burrage's tweets. She'd already tweeted them on Twitter. Locked the account for sharing misinformation. Well, when confronted about this by Breitbart, like, why are you censoring this case? Why don't you want people to know that a young man may have died from the vaccine? Twitter puts out a response saying they mistakenly censored the news site. They didn't mean to. Folks, why don't they want you to know that kids are dying of this? Why? What stake does Twitter have in this? Trump's gone. They got rid of him. Why do they care? Why can't we have a debate about this? I mean, y'all, this has gone mainstream. Even the WHO has said children shouldn't be vaccinated. It's too dangerous. The UK socialized national health system, which all these leftists are a huge fan of, has said we're not vaccinating kids under the age of 18. We don't recommend it. Use the word dangerous. There's that word again. So this is very mainstream. I mean, the WHO is practically the Chinese Communist Party. The left loves the Chinese Communist Party. So, I mean, surely now that the WHO has given us permission to say that these children shouldn't be vaccinated, surely we can say it now. What are they trying to hide? What is their stake in this vaccine? What do they care? If some woman wants to tell the world that a 13-year-old died from it. There's something big missing here, folks. You get that sense? There's something really big missing here. And then we're finding out. Yeah, Peter Daszak, he's the go-between, by the way, between the Pentagon and our health agencies. And the Chinese, People's Liberation Army, who want to altogether fund viruses that kill people and teach them to jump from animals to humans. That's what Daszak has done, including $39 million from our Pentagon. No one in our media seems to want to know why the Pentagon's in bed with Daszak. Well, now we're finding out Google's giving money to Daszak, too. All this guy does is gain-of-function research, teach the virus to jump, teach the deadly virus to jump. That's all he does. He does it with the Chinese. It's really weird. Now Google's in this? Funding Daszak? Google, who has censored all... Go ahead, try to find accounts of child deaths on Google from this. You can't find it. Might as well have an iron curtain. What do they care about gain-of-function research? Why is Fauci and Google and all of these people tied to Peter Daszak and the WHO? Why? Something's weird here.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Exactly how addicted are people to social media? New survey, 1 in 5 people, that's 20% for those of you on Common Core Math, would need $1 million to give up social media forever. $1 million. Wow. That's how powerful it is. This is what drives me nuts about those of you who are like, well, I don't like that they censor me, so I'm just going to censor myself. Now I'm going to get off. Well, it's where everybody is. They'd be more than thrilled for you to censor yourself. They don't have to do it for you. By the way, Congress talking about regulating Facebook and Twitter and all that. But they're taking exactly the wrong approach. They're going to break them up, which is kind of funny. Because what? We're going to have censorship in 4 Facebooks? Same operational rules? What's even the point? I don't think size is the problem to anybody but Democrats who just don't like to see people get rich. So, yeah, I don't think that's going to make one iota of difference whatsoever. What will make a difference is for us to do what freedom-loving countries like Russia are doing. And by the way, this is a bipartisan effort, which is how you know if you don't see our Congress doing what Russia did and what India is beginning to do, then you'll know they want you censored. And that is this, fines for social media when they take accounts away for free speech. That is not criminal. So Ron DeSantis can understand this. They did it in Florida. Not going to be able to remove candidates anymore. That would have helped in Georgia, where Facebook just unilaterally decided that the Republican senatorial committee would not be allowed to buy ads or run ads on Facebook during the Georgia Senate race that was so critical to the control of the Senate, but that the corresponding Democrat senatorial committee, it's a fundraising arm, could buy and run ads. Okay, so we need fines for that. We need multi-million dollar fines. Every time Facebook does it, we get another mile of asphalt. I don't care who they're censoring. Democrat, Republican, don't care. Everybody should be able to say what's on their mind so we'll know before we go in the voting booth. I think that's fair. So Ron DeSantis has figured out how to do this. By the way, his legislation was modeled after Russia's, which Putin signed. So as far as I'm concerned at this point, the foremost free speech advocate on earth is Vladimir Putin, Ron DeSantis, in lockstep. Pretty sad when we have to look to Russia to remember what freedom of speech looked like. In Russia, they will heavily fine social media, their Twitter and their Facebook outlets for censoring Russian media and Russian individuals. That's how it should be here. It's not hard to fix this. We don't need to break Facebook into 5 Facebooks that all censor Republicans and anybody who tells the truth about COVID or the vaccine. We don't need 5 of those. 1 is fine. We need fines for censorship.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.